Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the WBEN Liveline, Bills color analyst Eric Wood this morning as the Bills get ready for the Patriots Sunday night. Eric, it's the first game back with Stephon Diggs in Orchard Park. As a former player, what's it like going up against former teammates? I mean, this game seems especially emotionally charged.
Yeah, it could, but ultimately he's just one guy on the field and, you know, he's not going to touch the ball every play and all that, but you know, Stephon did a lot of great things in Buffalo, a little sour on the way out. But, you know, I think everyone in the organization at some level is grateful for what he did for Josh Allen and giving him a number one target early in his career. And then you end up flipping him for a second round draft pick and all that. So, you know, I'm sure Stephon will get his fair share of booze when he catches his first pass on Sunday night. But ultimately, you know, would these players love to keep him out of the end zone? I'm sure, but you can't put too much focus on him and distort your game plan.
Yeah, I was going to ask what you think the reaction will be from fans. And then as a player, I'm not sure if you might remember a moment, but when there is like a reaction by fans to a specific player, if you've ever been in a situation like that, is it noticed by players on the field?
Yeah, it's definitely noticed, you know, just because, you know, when a player catches a ball, there's generally not booze raining in. And I would imagine that would be the case just based upon the fact that, you know, he had some not great things to say in the media at times and caused some drama while he was in Buffalo.
Well, lots of experts have been comparing the Patriots quarterback, Drake May, to Josh Allen. And the stats kind of reflect some similarities, too. What do you think makes Drake May so dangerous?
Well, he's got the combination of arm talent and size and speed and a lot of the things that make up a great quarterback. And he's got nice improvisational skills, which is what leads people to kind of give that Josh Allen comparison. And, you know, Drake May stated himself, you know, Josh is a guy he looks up to. He doesn't put himself on his level by any means, but you know, I think it's healthy for a lot of these young guys to look at the best of the league, similar to when I was in the NFL and young quarterbacks have watched the Peyton Mannings and Tom Brady's and Aaron Rodgers. Josh is on that level now for these young guys coming into the league. So I think Drake May's done some great things so far this year. He's got his completion percentage up really high. Their offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, has done a good job of giving them some easier throws and decisions out there. And they stay pretty balanced with run and pass called this year. Now, they haven't ran the ball great this season, but Drake May's done some nice things in the passing game.
The Patriots last week exploded on offense in Carolina. Things going, you know, right for them, scoring points on the board. Where do you see the weakness, though, where the Bills' defense can capitalize this week?
Well, Drake May's taken a lot of sacks this season. 9% of his dropbacks have resulted in a sack, which is a really high rate in the NFL. And so if the pass rush can get home, you can generally bring him down. And then, you know, this is a Patriots team that has fumbled the football. So this is an opportunistic opportunity for these Bills to be able to potentially take the football away. But it's a pretty solid, sound offense. You know, Stephon Diggs isn't what he once was. And the receiving core, I would say, is not they don't stand out with super high-end talent, but they got some nice pieces.
You know, when it comes to coaching, Mike Vrabel, he's given the Bills trouble before when he was coaching the Titans. Do you expect kind of a coaching matchup in this one?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of respect that goes both ways between these two coaches. I think Vrabel was an excellent hire for the Patriots. A guy I was kind of rooting to not go back to New England just because I think he'll be good for their culture in New England, similar to how Sean was great for our culture coming in 2017 to Buffalo. I got a ton of respect for Mike Vrabel, who he was as a player and how he's transitioned from NFL player to coaching in college to now being a very solid NFL head coach. And I think he did a good job with his staff. As I mentioned earlier, he brings in an experienced offensive coordinator in Josh McDaniels to work with his young quarterback.
Okay, so the Bills are wearing these new uniforms this week. As a player, do you get jazzed up to wear something new and unique, or is it a pain to break in the new equipment for a week?
That's a great question. You know, I would say you get excited about it. The main thing would be the helmet, where you're, you know, utilizing a new helmet. I'm assuming, since we wear a white-based helmet already, that it's just switching out the decals on it, so that wouldn't be an issue. The jersey should and hopefully would fit the same, and pants as well. But, you know, I think the guys are pretty excited about these. I was there when we unveiled the all-red Color Rush uniforms, and, you know, it's kind of weird seeing yourself on film, and we're the all-red team out there when we were traditionally the white or blue team. But, yeah, I think guys get excited about it throughout the week.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. I mean, this white-out, cold front look on a 80-degree day in western New York.
I know. Yeah, when they announced the rivalry uniforms and had the cold front deal, I didn't think they were assuming it would be this early of a game and then also as warm as it is in Buffalo, but that's okay. I think these guys will enjoy this beautiful weather.
Yeah, hey, we'll take it too. Have fun on the call. Should be a fun one on Sunday night. Eric Wood will be on the call on WGR Bills and Patriots, an 8:20 kickoff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.